this next songwriter, next performer. She's a wonderful, witty songwriter with a lot of heart. Please welcome Peg Espinola.
Hello? Yeah. That was wonderful. It was so, you know, so much heart. My apologies to those of you who were in Maynard last Wednesday, because I'm going to do the same song I did then, which is a new song. So I still like it a lot. What do we need to do?
This over here.
I'm doing the sound, Sandra. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I know, I make it difficult. I actually have memorized this song, but it's late, and as I always say, I'm a sundowner. I like to have a net under my trapeze. And this was vetted by my songwriting circle, who said that they didn't like my tune, so I kind of, the tune I wrote myself. So instead, I'm using a trad tune and a rap. It's called Morality Rap, or The Ballad of Denise and Betty. Denise came home from school one day, saying mean old Betty wouldn't let her play. Betty said, "You're ugly and you're stupid too, and I'm just too good to play with you." What did she say? What did she say? What did she say? What did she say? Betty said, "You're ugly and you're stupid too, and I'm just too good to play with you." Yes, sing along. Mama hugged Denise, and then she said, patted her head, gave her cookies and milk, and then she said, "Well, you're pretty enough, and you're kind of smart, and you got a big place in your mama's heart, and your daddy and your sisters love you too. So now take that love inside of you, work real hard, toe the line, keep your self-respect, and you'll do fine." Denise did work. Denise found her niche, and she did work hard. Wed an average Joe, bought a house with a yard. They got three nice kids and a dog named Ruff. And for our Denise, that's good enough. What have they got? What have they got? What have they got? What have they got? They got three nice kids and a dog named Ruff. And for our Denise, that's good enough. Meantime, old Betty with her snooty ways, ACSATs won the lead in plays, got her MBA, did the hedge fund thing, bought a fancy condo and a lot of bling. That was supposed to be wrapped. With her perfect figure and her perfect tan, couldn't find her match, went from man to man. Now she's all alone and doesn't quite know why. Sometimes at night she'll just sit and cry. One night as Betty surfed the net, she saw a name she'd soon forget. From her Facebook page it was plain to see that Denise didn't need her sympathy. What did she see? What did she see? What did she see? What did she see? From her Facebook page it was plain to see that Denise didn't need her sympathy. So she asked Denise, could they be friends? And Denise said, "Yes, that's how it ends, 'cause with all the love that she's got today, well, Denise has plenty to give away." So the lesson here, if there's one to take, is that bread is better for the soul than cake, and the truly special are the ones who know that they're not that special, though they're good to go. So respect yourself and others too, and the world will come around to you. But the high and mighty's gonna take a fall. And I've said my piece and I've said it all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, how about another hand for Peg Espinola?